Welcome back. You know what I love about talking with business owners is these are people who have come up with a dream, visualized it, and put it into action. So many of us leave our dreams as just that, dreams. But when you talk to these business owners, especially small local business owners, they have put their heart and soul into something. This isn't just something that they decided to do one day. This is something that's been a long time brewing. They did their research. They went through the red tape, went through obstacles, setbacks, and came out stronger on the other side. And so I applaud that. I have a lot of things in my head, dreams that I would love to do. Maybe one of these days I'm going to make that happen. You know what? My dream is having a radio show, so I'm living the dream already. Never mind. If you would like to be featured on this show and you are a business owner, reach out to me on the website, radiomom.fm, the contact page on Boone County Connection, and we will do our best to make sure we highlight you on a future episode. Now, with that said, let us go through what is upcoming in Boone County the week of April 21st. Let's see what we got here. Oh, in Whitestown, we have Viking Fest 2024. This is a very popular event. And you know what? I've never been to it. I'm going to make every effort to get over there this year. Viking Fest, presented by TDS, will take place on April 26th. To 28th at Anson Acres Park in Whitestown. There will be Viking-themed reenactors in full garb, swinging their weapons, multiple Viking villages, stage entertainment, artisans selling crafted items, food, mead, inflatables, and more. Strong men and women can take place in the keg toss competition, while the strong young Vikings can participate in an iron skillet toss competition. Prizes will be awarded to each age group. Inflatables will close at dark on both Friday and Saturday evenings. I've never been, unfortunately, but I have seen pictures. People get dressed up. They go all out for this. It is a lot of fun. So if you are able to join, I would highly encourage that. That's going to be this coming weekend at Anson Acres Park in Whitestown. Also, if you are listening live right now, the Hussey Mayfield Memorial Library is having their grand opening in Whitestown today, just off of Albert S. White Drive in Whitestown from 2 to 5 p.m. This building has been a long time coming, I believe 2 years in the making. I've had the opportunity to tour it, and it is absolutely gorgeous. So come on out 2 to 5 p.m. today, April 20th, and check it out. There are going to be activities for the kids, Teddy Bear Symphony, several speakers, local authors, and a chance to explore the Maker Studio, which has a 3D printer, giant laser printer, recording studio, all kinds of cool stuff. So that is today in Whitestown from 2 to 5 p.m. Looking at Zionsville now, I see something a week from today on April 27th from 9 to noon on Elm Street Green, 165 North Elm Street, called Green Fest. In celebration of Earth Day and Arbor Day, this event connects participants with the resources to become good stewards of the environment. Learn about living sustainably while having fun. And there's going to be an art market and activities. It looks like a lot of fun. That is today, or a week from today, at Elm Street Green in Zionsville, 9 to noon. Anything good happening at the Boone County Fairgrounds these days? Let's take a look here. When's the Boone County Fair? I'm already ready for the state fair. It is state fair season in my mind. I am ready for some fried cheese and tenderloin and lemon shakeups and all the goodness. Let's see here. The Boone County Fair is in July, so we've got a couple more months, 3 more months until that. What else do we got at the fairgrounds? We have a jackpot pig show. Let's see what that is. Jackpot pig show on April 27th. Just says Centennial Hall North and South. I don't have see any other information here, but I kind of want to go see a jackpot pig show. So if you have more information about that, reach out to me and let me know. Next week, you are not going to want to miss this. Our episode is all about health and wellness, especially in Boone County. We're going to highlight two local business owners doing things to make you healthy and happy and live your best life. We're going to talk to a local gym owner just outside Boone County in Pittsboro, as well as the newest spa in Lebanon, where you can get massages and sauna activities, all kinds of good stuff in there. You are not going to want to miss that. That is going to be a week from today, Saturday, April 27th at 9 a.m. You know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Local business owners are the lifeblood of our community. They have put their heart and soul into these businesses, these projects, made them a reality. The least we can do is support them in those dreams. So I encourage you, all of you, check out the local businesses in Boone County. Support local, buy local, shop local. Maybe a little bit more expensive, but the benefit to the community is priceless. So those are my words of wisdom for today. Happy almost end of April. The year is almost 33% over. Feels like we just started 2024, and here we are at the end of April already. So, what are we going to do with our last 8 months of the year? A lot of activities, lots more to come on Boone County Connection week after week. We will be back again next Saturday, 9 a.m., same place, same station. Be good to yourself and be good to one another. I will see you next week. You have been listening to Boone County Connection on 91.1, 91.5 Radio Mom.